It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Thanks for joining the program today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We do have a wonderful program for you today. Tamara Rosser from RSVP is here.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Tamara. Well, Tamara, last night I was in Toledo with the Board of Commissioners. We had our joint session with the City of Toledo, and I wanted to remind our listeners that you can preview that meeting online at Lincoln County's website, usually within about 24 hours of the meeting. So I was not able to process the video last night, but it is processing now, and we should have that meeting available by the end of the day. And it was a great meeting out there with the joint session, so I encourage you and remind you that if you do want to see these Board of Commissioners meetings, which take place every week, please check out Lincoln County's website in the Board of Commissioners section. There you will see these videos and you can preview them. We also take these programs, Tamara, like today with you, and archive them on our county web pages. And of course, they are podcast through Yaquina Bay Communications in all the stations. So KNPT, KWDP, KYTE, KBCH, KCRF. Man, I think I've almost got all of them. These programs and specialty programs are available as podcasts, and that's a great service to you because you can come back and listen to them at any time. And I encourage you to participate and see the variety of programming that's brought to you by these stations. So we're very fortunate to be here and have you on the show, Tamara. How are things going today?
Things are fabulous in our foggy county this morning out
there.
Yeah,
a little foggy today, and of course, you made the trip up from Walport, and then you'll stop here and then head into Toledo.
Yes, our office is out in Toledo, but RSVP, we cover the whole county.
Yeah, well, why don't you give our listeners a summary of exactly what RSVP is, and from what I know, it tends to be 55 and over.
It is 55 and older. We receive a federal grant. We lost about 20% of our funding last year, so it's not quite as much as it used to be. But RSVP, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, is a nationwide, part of a nationwide program. There's 750 other RSVPs in the nation with about 500,000 RSVP volunteers out there.
How long does this go back historically, Tamara?
It started in Lincoln County in 1972, so 40 years here in Lincoln County.
Just 40 years alone in Lincoln County.
Alone in Lincoln
County.
Nationwide, it started with Lady Bird Johnson in upstate New York getting volunteers to beautify the highways. And they planted tulips behind bulbs on the highways. And so it's really grown and expanded since then, just like volunteering has grown and really expanded out there.
Do you remember what year that was when Lady Bird Johnson?
1969, I believe, is when it became official.
Wow. So yeah. It sounds to me like it really caught a lot of momentum, because if Lady Bird Johnson did this in 69 and we're already 40 years here in Lincoln County, this must have really hit the nation and kind of spread.
Yeah, it did spread. We're the largest volunteer organization. We're part of it for 55 and older out there. And can you just imagine? I mean, we've got just around 400 active volunteers in Lincoln County, active meaning in the last 90 days they've served. We probably have about, 1,300 people in the books. Mm-hmm. But they're not all considered active. Last year, we did over 70,000 hours of service to Lincoln County, which is equivalent to over $1.5 million.
Wow.
If we had to pay for volunteer service out there, $1.5 million plus.
That's phenomenal.
The volunteers are phenomenal. They, like I was saying earlier, the volunteers have really expanded what they're doing. Gone are the days of showing up every Tuesday morning at 8:30 to stuff envelopes. The volunteers are really getting into the nitty-gritty and meeting the needs of our community.
And just a quick recap about you and your history with the organization. How long have you been?
I've been with RSVP for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to be here for 6 years.
And who was before you?
It was Ellie Work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left to become a grant writer for the school district here, and then she is living in sunny New Mexico now.
Sunny New Mexico.
And it's sunny always on the Oregon coast, of course.
Well, I think we're very fortunate to have you doing what you do. And really, essentially, you are managing the program for Lincoln County, basically.
Yes, me and the volunteers. I mean, the volunteers are really the heart and soul of the program, and I just get to tell their great stories and write grants and fundraise and grovel for money.
It sounds like maybe you have an assistant right now?
We do. When I first took over RSVP, when funding was a little bit more lucrative, there was about three full-time people in the office. And then with all of the cuts going on and stuff like that, we got down to one person, me. And then getting a little creative with the grant writing, we added Holly back on full-time. So, which is phenomenal. She's been a great job helping with the website and just been a real integral part of helping me meet all the details that need to be met.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us, we're talking about RSVP of Lincoln County. You can find more about RSVP of Lincoln County at rsvpoflincolncounty.org. How
right.
many times can I say that in a row? Tamara Rosser is with us. We'll be back just a moment, and we'll explore more details about what RSVP does in Lincoln County. So stay with us.
Knock, knock. Who is it? It's Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
You know, Captain, this summer's coming to an end, but what a beaut it's been.
Well, you're right, Beefy, but I still think there's plenty of time to finish those last-minute projects.
Man, Captain, you seem to always have the right answers, the right materials, and the right prices.
Well, that's right, Beefy. We're here to help you with any project, big or small. We do it all.
You know, Captain, that's why I'm proud to be part of the crew here at Barrelhead Building Supply. We're at 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road, South Beach.
Barrelhead Building Supply, again voted best of the best hardware and best building supply store in Lincoln County. Captain Ted and Beefy and the gang take pride in making sure you have everything you need for fall. Barrelhead Building Supply, 541-867-7681.
So bring the fam, the crew, or both on over the bridge and we'll help you
get her done.
Oh, and don't forget, the popcorn's a-poppin'!
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another year on the road. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Yes, Tamara Rosser of RSVP. I'm still learning how to navigate the instrumentation in here. I mean, it's a little like an airplane in here, isn't it?
It's completely like a cockpit over there of an airplane. And I'm like really glad I'm on the side of the counter and Casey's over there working his magic.
I like that. It's an on-air cockpit. Tamara, tell us generally, maybe we can just kind of cut through the programs of the various programs, and there are quite a few of them. I'm not sure really where you want to start. What would you prefer?
So, one of the longest going programs for RSVP is the Friendly Visitor Program, and this is probably most near and dear to my heart. It's where neighbors checking up on neighbors, and it's really near and dear to my heart because I had an Aunt Bonnie. Loved my Aunt Bonnie, and every time I went to Aunt Bonnie's house, there was always food on the stove. Her house was always spotless, regardless of how many nieces and nephews and grandkids that she had running around. 3 dogs in the house, and the carpet was always clean. I'm not quite sure how she did that. Always stocked with food, willing to feed you. She worked full-time. Her husband worked full-time, and the house was always open and inviting. Grew her own vegetables, just a really, you know, hard worker. Well, in her later years, my cousin lived, and his wife and family lived on the same property as her, had a trailer in the back of her property. And they didn't visit her anymore. Did you hear that they lived on the same property anymore?
Yeah.
And she really became lonely. And after her husband died, and her health really deteriorated quickly when the depression set in. And I called her every day on the phone and just checking up on her. But nobody else really did. And she just got to that point. And I was up in Washington for a funeral. I live 450 miles away. I was in for a funeral for my husband's side of the family. And I stopped into her house unexpectedly. Her house was filthy. The dogs had pooped on the carpet. She hadn't bothered to clean it up. She had a bottle of Dr. Pepper and some stale bread in the cupboards. That's all she had. When she knew I was stopping by her house, again, spotless, food on the stove, waiting for me, ready to feed me, ready to be just my aunt that I've always grown to love. And to me, if I was there, and I just sort of feel in my heart, if I was there and I could stop in and check up on her every day or once a week, I don't think her health would have deteriorated as quickly. I don't think the depression would have set in as much. Mm-hmm. Comparatively, I've got an Aunt Treva. About the same age. Actually, she's 92 now, my Aunt Treva. Heavily, heavily involved in volunteering in the community that she's in. Her husband died 30 years ago. My Aunt Treva goes to the doctor once a year. 92 years old, still drives around. If you ask me what the difference is, growing up, my Aunt Treva and Aunt Bonnie both cleaned houses, both had food on, you know, just a myriad of things. To me, the big difference is the social connection.
Okay.
It really matters out there. My Aunt Bonnie was ashamed to admit that her son, who lived, I don't know, 50 yards away from her and his family, wouldn't stop in and see her.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Whereas Treva's got her sons to stop in and see her all the time. So to me, it's a program that we've got to have about 126 people registered and actively getting visits from people. But if we can just get some more volunteers out there who's willing to check up on their neighbors, maybe we won't have the stories of my Aunt Bonnie as much. Maybe we won't have the stories of the gentleman who died in his house alone. And they didn't find him for a week. And they only found him after he didn't put his garbage cans away. If we could do a little bit to prevent these stories from happening, why can't we do it as a society? Why can't we start having neighbors, more neighbors, checking up on more neighbors? We have got this great lady up in Lincoln City. Her name is Gladys. Gladys turned 99 in July. Gladys,
she's a fun, friendly visitor.
She receives one.
Oh, she does.
She's lived in her house on the Sluts Bay for 43 years. Carol stops in and sees her and takes her to the grocery store, takes her to exercise class 3 days a week. And it's a great fit. She still lives by herself at the age of 99 in the house that she has been in love with for 43 years. And Carol, the volunteer, sits there and told me, she's, you know, I started volunteering so I can be a mentor to kids. And now that I've switched the kids and being a friendly visitor, Gladys is her mentor now. She's like, when I become 99, I want to live like Gladys does in her own house. It's, to me, it's priceless to be able to live in your own house independently for as much and as long as possible.
If you're listening to us, you're listening to Tamara Rosser, and we're discussing the Friendly Visitor Program, a part of one of the many programs from RSVP. We've got more stories to tell you, so stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening.
You must get everything off the garage floor before it turns to must. How many items were spoiled because they got damp, soaked, boxes shredded? Get the shelving you need on sale now at Mills Ace Hardware and get your stuff off the floor. It's the Red Hot September Buy at Mills Ace Hardware. Ventilated plastic shelving units, your choice at $34.99. Tough, durable, long-lasting. On sale now at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. You must get them.
If you're looking for the best gluten-free dining on the coast, you're looking for Savory Cafe.
Select from the most flavorful hand-tossed brick oven baked pizzas and gluten-free pizza crust.
Yes, flavorful gluten-free pizza.
Plus many Hawaiian and Mediterranean dishes.
Gluten-free doesn't mean yummy-free.
It's all delicious.
Just look for the gluten-free GF symbol on the menu. Then pick your favorite.
Savory Cafe is well known for their superior gluten-free delicacies.
Enjoy gluten-free dining out at Savory Cafe, Nye Beach in Newport.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear. but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and with us on the program today is Tamara Rosser of RSVP. A little reminder that Lincoln County Connections is a local program that talks about news and people and issues related to Lincoln County government. Tamara, you painted this wonderful picture about just how important it is to have a friendly visitor stop by and see somebody, and it ends up being paying off great.
For both parties.
For both parties, and for maybe not a big commitment. The payoff is...
There's not a big commitment.
Wonderful.
Some of our friendly visitors will walk the dog for their neighbor. Some of them just pick up the mail. Some of them call on the phone every day at 9 o'clock just to see how they're doing. So it really is an independent relationship that really just develops. But, you know, there's a huge need out there more for it. You know, I see it in some of my neighborhoods of the people that just really don't get out as much. And it's hard, though, I understand, for people to admit that they need it, that they're feeling a little bit lonely. So instead of admitting that you're feeling a little bit lonely, let's make a change in your lifestyle a little bit. Start volunteering one day a month. Volunteer, you know, one day a year. There's all kinds of different options out there for you. And when somebody's like, oh, no, I'm getting too old for it. Oh, no, I'm just really not in the best physical condition. I really want to take people back to when they were 5 and 6 years old and they were playing as a kid. And, you know, I always loved to play, you know, teacher. I always loved to play, you know, detective. You know, Scooby-Doo is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And, that's what I love to do as a kid. And so when I sit there and I volunteer or I give back, you know, it's either, you know, I used to be belong to Altruisa, and we would give back, you know, we'd collect items to deliver them to the schools and, you know, just really be involved with the kids and really be involved with the seniors, that where my heart is. And so every once in a while when I'm volunteering, I sort of feel like I'm 5 and 6 years old playing in the backyard again.
Yeah.
You know, it looks totally different. I'm not nearly as physically active as I used to be, but... I can make a lifestyle change to be a little kid every once in a while.
And I think you're also talking about the flexibility that you have as administrators and working with these volunteers to say, let's find something that works for you.
Right.
Let's make this rewarding for you. That's
why
we're
your choice.
Here.
It's your choice. It's your hours. It's your desire. It's how are you willing to give back. We have people in the program that work full-time. So they'll volunteer for a couple hours in the evening. One of the things we do with RSVP is, you know, we help coordinate the volunteers for Project Homeless Connect coming up in Newport and Lincoln City.
And October 5th, I think.
October 5th.
Coming date.
It is coming up. Last year we had 161 volunteers show up to volunteer at Project Homeless Connect. So I'm putting a call out there to businesses. I'm putting a call out there to friends of mine and family members of mine. How about volunteering one day a year? What kind of difference could you make for one day of year?
Let me ask you, Tamara, here we're talking about an event that's not necessarily for those 55 and up, you know, any age can volunteer. What do you think about that gap, though? I mean, here's a particular program mm-hmm. where you'll do below 55, but as a general rule, it's
55 and up. I really have a heart's desire to see everybody in the community volunteer. We can only register volunteers and track their hours if they're over 55. However, I'd be really silly if I turned people away that were under 65. I refer them out. I've worked with one person on four different placements for her and her child so they could volunteer in the community. I've got a lot of great connections to a lot of great nonprofits out there who all need volunteers.
So not to overwhelm you with our listeners
right now,
but if somebody is feeling... like they, you know, they don't fit that technical age cutoff, but they still want to volunteer. I mean, you will guide them in the right direction.
We will guide them. And Casey, you know, you can see me. I'm not quite 55 yet. And I always tell, you know, the volunteers out there that they're not allowed to hold that against me. I do the same thing with everybody else. We welcome everybody. And I really would like to see some more agencies out there volunteering, like West Coast Bank will put their volunteers out there to volunteer at Project Homeless Connect. They do United Way Day of Caring.
So if organizations
want to step up and give back, we can help organize that for them.
That's great. And do you find some organizations will take a certain portion of their time? I think Umpqua Bank used to do that.
Umpqua Bank does it also. There's a lot of great organizations out there that will come with their employees for 2-3 hours, mm-hmm. you know, revitalize a building or whatever it is. And it's amazing what can be done in 2 or 3 hours with a handful of volunteers.
Tamara, let's just maybe plug a few of the other things you do. What would be some of the core things you want people to remember that RSVP is available for?
We, besides the volunteering, we are also in the Friendly Visitor Program. We are also the SHIBA sponsors here locally in Lincoln County, Seniors Health Insurance Benefits.
So that's SHIBA?
Yes. And we walk people through, the volunteers walk people through Medicare. The volunteers are also going to start hitting home on Medicare fraud and abuse. Casey, did you know that last year in the nation, there was $60 billion in Medicare fraud and abuse? $60 billion. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're paying $60 billion, the taxpayers, for Medicare fraud and abuse. So we're going to really start hitting home on prevention of that. We've had a durable medical goods program, grab bar program, where we purchase walkers and grabbers and handheld showers to keep people steady on their feet to prevent falls. And we do prescription assistance. We teach people how to apply for prescriptions online so they can get free or reduced prescriptions. And then we also have a small transportation program that transports people to and from their medical appointments, all to keep seniors as independent as possible.
So for understanding that Medicare, it sounds like you've got individuals on staff or volunteers.
We have the volunteers.
Really got this wired.
They've got it wired, and they have to. You've got a online training program you have to go through. You've got 10 hours of mentoring you have to go through to initially get involved in mm-hmm. it. And then every year you have to do 12 credits of continuing education. Mm-hmm. And the volunteers will just lay out options for people, and they advocate for people. 2 years ago, one of the biggest success stories we had is Dr. Reynolds locally helped a person apply for Medicaid, found out that she tried to apply it 18 months ago, and for some reason it didn't go through and help. So he got her retroactive for 18 months. She got a check for $15,000. She got to get out of foreclosure and save her house. She got to get out of foreclosure and save her house because of the check, because she was trying so desperately to keep up with her medical expenses.
If someone is looking to your program for that Medicare mentorship, you know, what's the expectation? And I know we've got like 1 minute left.
Okay.
So I just call you. And
call us 541-574-2684, and we'll set you up an appointment. We can really use more volunteers to help with this.
Okay. Well, I put a wrap on it. Thanks for listening to us today. This is Tamara Rosser. She's with RSVP. Please be reminded that you can reach her through the Internet, for one thing. They've got a Facebook page. Put RSVP of Lincoln County for Facebook. Also, rsvpoflincolncounty.org is a website, which Holly's done a wonderful job. It's very full of information. Email contact information is there. If we're looking for you through the phone book, we would just kind of look for...
I believe we're in the county
as RSVP. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the program today, Tamara. We'll see everybody same time, same place next week. Thanks for listening.